listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It's time to talk with our friends over at 1517, The Legacy Project. Joining us by phone today, Joy Keith. She is the speaking engagement coordinator for 1517, The Legacy Project. Joy, welcome to His Time.
Hi, thank you.
Glad to have some time to chat with you today and learn about the Speakers Bureau at 1517. Joy, tell us a little bit about your work as a speaking engagement coordinator. I bet you get to talk with a lot of people throughout the day, throughout the week.
I do. I'm very thrilled. I'm actually so blessed to have this job. I was for the last 8 years the complete stay-at-home mom, homeschooling through high school with our three teenagers. Our oldest is now married and about to become a father and make myself and my husband, Scott, who you've talked to before, into grandparents. So we're thrilled about that. And then our middle son is 18, and he has graduated high school and is off living on his own and has a job and is being a grown-up contributor to society. And then our 16-year-old daughter is here at home, and she is currently taking online college courses at 16 and already working towards her bachelor's degree. So we're thrilled. And so since everything has gone so smoothly and the chicks are leaving the nest, we saw an opportunity for me to just start working part-time. So that's what I do for 1517. I just work part-time. And I book several of our contributors on, if you go on the 1517 Legacy Project website, you'll see under contributors, we have over a dozen, I think we're almost at 16 now, contributing writers. And seven of those gentlemen belong in our Speakers Bureau. And what we do is we send those brilliant, extremely excellent teachers out to anything, conventions, pastors' conferences, church conferences, and it just happens to be that all our guys are Lutheran, but that's not where we go. We bring the message of Christ to every Christian entity that there is, and so I'm honored enough to have people call in, email me, and say they would like to have a speaker. And you can get, you know, tastes of those guys on our website. We have downloadable videos of them. We have audios. A couple of them have their own books that you can buy. And so we have, I think we're at over 38 different possible lectures that they can come out and do at any one of churches. People just have them for a Sunday morning or for a Saturday 3-hour engagement to do a special, you know, just come out and give them the whole lesson from what you would get almost in a semester. So it's just really, really a blessing. And I've sent guys so far, we've even gone international. We've gone to Canada. We're headed to Germany next year for the big Reformation year anniversary. So it's really quite a blessing for me.
I have to ask, which is more challenging, working with and communicating with your homeschool students or tracking down pastors, writers, speakers, and coordinating that? Which had to be the more challenging job?
I'd probably say seven grown men is much harder to wrangle with than three teenagers even. I mean, really, you know, it's so funny. I tell them all the time. I send them emails. I try to communicate mostly with email, figure out which guy best communicates with a text or an email or a phone call or an in-person. You know, you have to figure out people's personalities. And the same goes with the pastors and the places that I book the engagements with. Like, how do they communicate? What's their best form? And so I try to reach them at those angles. But with the contributors, they also write blogs for us. And I always laugh, and I give them deadlines, you know, and I say, hey, guys, this stuff is due by this date. And inevitably, I said, you guys are worse than your worst students. You have no idea what a deadline is, and you need to hand your homework in on time, guys. But it's really quite funny. So, I definitely say that the seven guys are much harder to wrangle with than three teenagers.
What are some of the topics that the speakers from the 1517 Speaker's Bureau address. What are some of the things that that they've gone out to speak about or they've been invited to speak about?
Well, we've got, I mean, we have a couple of just really bang up guys in that. A lot of people will be familiar with Dr. Adam Francisco. Mm-hmm. He is probably our top speaker. And he, of course, does anything and everything on the topic of Islam. And you just can't beat that with what's going on just in the world today. Mm-hmm. And him having, obtained his doctorate from Oxford in Islamic studies and in perspective with the Christian view. So and he is just an amazing teacher. And like I said, all of our guys pretty much are, for the most part, most of them are professors at Concordia University here in Irvine, California. They're all friends from long ago. They've known each other for going close to 20 years here. And all students of Dr. Rod Rosenblatt and are just like the cream of the crop. And not only, I mean, sometimes, you know, you get a really brilliant man who comes and teaches you a whole lot, but sometimes they're just not the best deliverer or just the best teacher. If you can sit them down, you know, you'll get that much more out of them. But these guys are those ones that the students come out and the people that sit in on their classes and they just go, wow, that was so awesome. I actually wish I could do it again because there's so much information to pick out of this man's brain and to get from him. And they're just, and such awesome presenters also that so engaging and so knowledgeable and such great teachers that you just want to sit there at their feet for days on end and just suck dry the information that they can give you. And then the next, our next most popular speaker is my husband, Dr. Scott Keith. And he, right now, I know you've had him on for his mm-hmm. Being Dad book, and that is just exploding crazy as we need the Christian dad to really step up in society, and he's so needed in the family. I mean, in the smallest grassroots way we can do it, we need dads to be present in their homes and do their jobs to reflect that grace of God in his own son, Jesus Christ, and in that forgiveness. And so that's a huge one. And then Scott also does something fantastic, which I believe is going to be coming out in another book, hopefully this year or first of 2017, that he did in conjunction with Dr. James Nestigan, his doctor father, is called Secondary Confirmation. And it's a class on teaching congregations of why we need to not stop at confirmation for the good of the whole congregation, in that, you know, we get these kids through and then it's kind of like graduation and they're gone and they're done and we don't expect them back in the church. And then we wonder why they're gone. So it's more of a lifetime kind of engagement through the church from generational, from the frustrated, as he calls them, the frustrated grandparents who've lost contact with their kids. They moved far away. They may have fallen away from the church, but they have all this grandfatherly love to give. And there may be that family in the congregation whose family lives on the other side of the country. And they need that grandparent type person in their lives locally. So to pair those kind of things up, and that's just one of those ideas in the secondary confirmation. And then we have Dr. Jeff Mallinson, who is just, oh my gosh, if you want to like walk into a room and just be wow factored by a man who is just so incredibly brilliant, and it shows through his physical actions, he's just beaming from his fingertips with energy, is Dr. Jeff Mallinson. And he, right now, his top topics are false spirituality in the church. And then the other one that he's really hot on, which is awesome, Jeff is a huge lover of art, and he does a presentation and a class on where art and religion connect. And that has been just so well received, where we know through the history of the Lutheran Church how we lost out on, we took the art in the church and, called it idolatry and took it down and then put it back up and took it down and put it back up. And we've gone through several different scenes with that. And so Jeff goes through that kind of thing. And then today, where art and theology really connect now. And then we also have Dr. Dan Van Voorhis, mm-hmm. who Jeff and Dan, if you're familiar, they're also part of a project of ours called Virtue in the Wasteland. And they do an extraordinary podcast, and it is just absolutely a fun roller coaster ride to listen to these two. Dan is our local historian, and so he does just a plethora of Christianity mixed with history, like the history of Pietism is a great one, and the history of Christianity in America. Modern politics and religious implications. He's just another fun guy to sit in and watch. He again is a lot like Jeff and that he can't hold his energy back. He's just bouncing at the podium, and you can't imagine that 3 hours have gone by the time he's done lecturing, and you're just like, wow, that was incredible. I don't know how he's still standing up, but it's just just a great slew of men in our pockets. So
how do we find out more about the Speakers Bureau if we're interested in having someone or one of these gentlemen speak at our church or at an event? How do we find out more?
The easiest way is to go on 1517legacy.com, and right there on the front page you can see a spot right at the bottom that says events. And in there, you'll find the list of our upcoming events. And then also over on the left-hand side, you'll see a spot that says get one of our speakers to come to inquire here today. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is emails me directly, and we just start a conversation from there. I can either, give you a call back, or we can do it by email. We also, in case, anyone can get any one of these speakers. We can send them to you no matter what. A lot of people are really scared by, they think they can't afford it. 1517 is so wonderfully blessed right now. We have several churches. We have several individuals. We have groups that donate to 1517, and part of those funds go in what's called our Speakers Bureau Scholarship Fund. And so we have, set fees for sending speakers out, how long you want them and things like that, and which speakers. And these gentlemen, they need to get paid rightly for their knowledge. They are incredible men. And so that's where I come in and help with the negotiations. But what happens is times, even we sent speakers out to churches where there's just 30 people show up, and we want to do that. We absolutely love to do that, and it's our honor and our privilege. So we have in place the scholarship program. So we have fees set, but if your congregation cannot meet those fees, then we have the scholarship in place. I always have suggestions of how to exacerbate your resources on your end before we have to use ours, and I'm happy to help with that. Always. But we have that in place for those people so that these gentlemen can get paid properly. They used to do such things for years and years and years, such as, sleep on one of the members' couches and wake up with the dog or the baby in their face in the morning and go in for the pass around the hat. Kind of thing. And a lot of these guys were literally going in the negative to speak at churches, but they love it so much that they do it. So that's where I come into play, is to help make sure that these guys get paid properly. In the secular world, having a speaker come of this magnitude would cost them thousands of dollars just for his fee. So the minor amounts that we just want to get these guys paid for their knowledge is just, it's wonderfully beneficial to everyone. So we love what we do. And I mean, honestly, do not think you are too small to have any one of these guys come. We will make it happen, and blessed to make it happen. And we want to get the gospel out there as free as we can, money-wise and physically and spiritually. Let's do this. So please feel free to contact me, send in that email, and we will get a speaker out to you. And I will say that we are booking all the way through 2017 currently. So if you want a speaker next week, let's do it. You want a speaker in the fall, let's get it booked, let's get it done. And that is my job to help. I can take care of all the bookings. I book their flights. I book the hotels if needed. I book transportation. And we are happy to help accommodate in any way we can. So we try to make this as quick and as painless for all parties involved. That's my job. And so I try to do it to the best of my God-given ability as my vocation. So please feel free to contact me.
Joy Keith, speaking engagement coordinator for 1517 The Legacy Project. Find out more at 1517legacy.com. Joy, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks.